Christmas, Christmas, Christmas.
Well, it's Christmas time for the baby, and the snow is falling on the ground.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. Now, you guys hear me say all of the time how much I love Christmas. And the Christmas season, you know, it's in full swing now with the twinkling lights and the glow around the city and holiday shoppers rushing around to find that perfect gift. I mean, you just know how much I love shopping. I talk about that too. And to be able to shop in Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin, they have a Christmas market there. And I love those too. I was so concerned about being able to find one of these special spots to go shopping. But now I have to tell you a little bit about the Christmas market there, because it is an Old World Christmas Market, and it's at the Osthoff Resort. And you just heard Lola talk about how legendary and how fantastic that place is. So you can just imagine then what the Christmas market is like. They bring to life really the holiday spirit with crafts, music, food, all in one spot where people gather, really creating that kind of special merriment that really is what Christmas is all about. Now, the market is really reminiscent of the Christmas markets that you find in Germany. So the Old World Christmas Market is celebrating 15 years, yeah, 15 years of being being there in Wisconsin. Now, it takes place over 10 days in a heated tent, which I like, so you don't have to worry about being cold while you're shopping. And the decorations indoors really make you feel as though you're outside. So you get a little bit of that feeling with the fresh air or the fresh smell of the German food cooking and the fresh evergreen trees that are around for decoration, roasting almonds and cashews, and oh, just so many great smells that really remind you of Christmas. But what I really, really loved were the crafts. There were wooden nutcrackers, there were Santas, and all kinds of Father Christmas. But one of the places that I really stopped that really caught my attention was a place where they have Santas made of paper mache. And they look like they're porcelain or something, but they're actually made of paper mache. And I spoke with Dale Tremaine, who is a retired school teacher who helps his wife run a booth which sells these paper mache Santas. And these Santas come from Germany. So I had a chance to talk with him, so I would love for him to tell you a little bit about the paper maches that he and his wife sell at the Christmas market.
Yes, they're made in Frankfurt, and they use the old candy molds, and they cover them with paper mache, and after they remove the mold, then they decorate them in any fashion that they want to. Some of them are quite plain, like that brown one up there. Some of them have a great amount of glitter on them, like this one here. And they give you the old world look of the Santas.
They definitely do. Now, how did you all find out about the company and the people that are making these in Germany?
We found out by chance. We were in Germany to go to some other craft shops, and we happened to see some cars parked out along the road, and there was a sign up, Old World Santas. We stopped and liked them.
Well, they're really beautiful. Do you know how long they have been making them?
I believe that this family has been making them for about 20 years now. We've carried them for about 5 or 6.
Mm-hmm. And do they make anything else besides Santas, or just only Santas?
They do make some Easter figures. They make chickens and rabbits and things of that nature. And also some Halloween figures.
Well, I love them. So thank you so much for chatting with me.
Yeah, thank you.
I could not believe that those were made of paper mache, and made from candy molds. Fascinating. Of course, I had to buy one of those. Then I moved on to the next booth, and I had a chance to speak with Tatiana Eniko, who moved to the U.S. from Russia. And she loves to bring those Russian stacking dolls. I know you've probably seen them around, as well as some other Russian crafts. So here's Tatiana.
You know, we are from Russia. We grew up with these beautiful things. So the idea of importing these matryoshka dolls and card centers appeared, you know, right after we moved to the States. So we started to do these shows, you know, so, and we are continuing doing that because we have a big clientele, and people are happy to buy these beautiful pieces. And so So because they are handmade, hand-painted by different, you know, artists, masters of artistry. So
you all work directly with the artists and then import them over here?
Yes, I go back to Moscow, to Russia, to pick up pieces by myself because I love doing that.
I can see. It must be exciting every year to see what they've created and designed.
That's true. That's true, yeah.
So these are artistic traditions in Russia, to paint on metal and to paint on wood and glass and things like that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And how far back do those traditions go? Do you know? Are some of them older than others?
Yes. Yes, of course. Like Zhostova painting. It's from end of 18th century.
Now, I really love all of the Russian crafts, so of course I had to pick up something there at that booth as well. But then I made my way on down to a couple of other booths. I mentioned that there was also food, so there were lots of opportunities to try some German dishes. I stopped at one booth that was operated by a gentleman from Nuremberg, and he had some really, really great bratwurst, so I tried one of those as well. And then there were other shops that where you could buy scarves, where you could buy hats, even fur hats, and just all kinds of things. Now, I made my way around and then went back around again because there were so many things to see. I took pictures with Father Christmas. I also took pictures of some of the booths and some of the crafts, so you can get a chance to see those. So go to my website, which is travelbagswithanita.com, and you can see some of the photos. Of course, all during the time when I was there, I was posting them on Facebook and I was posting them on Instagram. So you may check out those pages too. On Instagram, it's Anita and Friends. So check us out there and just see all of the things that I had a chance to buy. Oh, I was in shopping crazy at this particular point, but a great, great trip to the Christmas market. Now, if you want to go online and see a little bit about it and get some pictures from the actual market, you can do that as well at christmasmarket@ostoff.com. Wow. So check it out. And maybe next year for Christmas, you can head over to Elkhart Lake as well. Now, this has been a great show. Thank you guys for listening today. And I hope you'll come back and join us again in 2 weeks when Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses, will be back again with more great destinations. Merry Christmas to everyone and have a safe and happy holiday season. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN. Bye-bye.
Dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.